A federal court in Ohio is releasing data detailing the opioid epidemic and revealing the role of pharmacies. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has that story.
Beginning in 2006, the pharmaceutical industry was required by the Drug Enforcement Administration to collect data on every prescription opioid medication it made, tracking how each pill was distributed, where it was sold, at a local or chain store pharmacy. Until now, that information, known as ARCOS, was kept hidden from the public. But federal judge Dan Polster ordered Monday that 6 years of data be released, covering a period when the drug epidemic was intensifying. Paul Farrell is an attorney suing drug makers and pharmacies on behalf of local governments. He's seen the ARCOS records.
I don't think America truly understands the scope or the depth, the level of penetration these pills have in each community. It's going to be an awakening.
Farrell says he's already been able to compile information about his own community in the Ohio River Valley, hard hit by prescription opioid overdoses.
In my hometown of Huntington, West Virginia, there are 24 CVS pharmacies within 40 miles of my house. From those 24 pharmacies, 80 million pills were distributed.
Many pharmacy chains, including Walgreens and CVS, deny any wrongdoing. In a statement sent to NPR, CVS spokesman Mike DeAngelis said allegations about CVS in this matter have no merit, and we are aggressively defending against them. But the wave of litigation has exposed Big Pharma to growing financial risk and to increasingly harsh publicity, as court rulings like this one reveal more details about industry practices. Local, state, and federal officials say companies earned hundreds of billions of dollars aggressively marketing prescription opioid medications while downplaying or lying about the risk. Brian Mann, NPR News.